Hello again, and welcome to the August of 2023 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your monthly discussionist host, Marv Pikla, and it is again my pleasure to share another professional development message with you, maybe centered around leadership or communication, of course, innovation, and on occasion, that special topic that might contain elements of all of these areas into one big message. And if you're wondering, do I ever go back and try and make sure I'm not repeating myself during these podcasts and make sure each one is special? Yeah, I know sometimes I might get close when talking about a particular life work example experience, but please know, I believe that each of these podcasts carry a special, unique learning moment that I know all of you might benefit from. So thank you so much for listening. And now it's time to get on with this month's Learning Moments podcast topic. This month, we're going to discuss takeaways test. All right, let me say it again. We're going to talk about takeaways and tests. All right, by the looks on everybody's faces, I know I need to explain this topic in a little more detail. All of us sit down with people and or go to meetings to discuss business activities, maybe personnel actions, sales numbers, student performance, a lot of topics, right? However, how often do you take stock of what was said or make a list of the most important takeaways from all of these sessions? If I gave you a takeaways test at the end of these podcasts, could you pass it? Could you pass a takeaways test on the podcast? Today, I want the importance of meetings or classroom works or workshops or whatever takeaways from learning and how the time invested value that is yours, your time, you own it, that it's really worthy of testing ourselves to make sure that we maximize all aspects of this professional development action activity, okay? Do you take stock of the takeaways for the time that you've invested in this very important area? First, I believe it's important to remember that no two people hear or see and discuss and have learning exactly in the same way. And that's okay. So when you think about how maybe your meeting minutes can be your takeaways record, consider, does the record keeper really take stock of your interests and how it impacts you? Or is that even possible? Think about it. Next, consider, you know, the ever-increasing and fast-paced information sharing that's happening. Phone calls, emails, text messages, regular mails, and just regular in-person professional discussion sometimes have a way of becoming quickly vaporized, dependent on a person's work schedule or emergency events that come around, and that they can alter the quality and quantity of takeaways almost in a second, regardless of the specific issue. You know what I mean. And lastly, I believe everyone needs to prioritize the need for accuracy in their takeaways from professional encounters. How many times have you thought back about a special training session only to find yourself unclear about certain data points or about the training issues or timing or tasks assignments that were made by the presenter? You know what I'm saying. In order to not only be a good takeaway success person, or maybe the greatest of all time, professional development time needs to be adapted to take away activity and self-recording for the long term, and to complete that confidence and competency in what you're doing. Okay, and I know I'm trying to say it as clear as I can, but please know that every takeaway test doesn't have to be a formal debriefing document. No, rather, a strong list of maybe short bullet points that identify information that may result in some future personal or organizational action. And always remember that these are your takeaways. Others may see meetings and learning results differently, and maybe comparing notes will help everyone grow, but your takeaways are and should be most important to you and to your future. Bottom line, for this Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast, is that I hope you adopt some form of takeaway test on yourself. I believe it is a very good use of your professional time, but even more important, will, you know, kind of reflect your higher level of personal and professional accountability to your coworkers and your colleagues. Well, guess what? We are out of time once again. So I want to thank you for listening to this month's Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. And you are the best takeaway tester in the world. And we'll discuss more next month.